Peace and salutations, and welcome to Keeping It Real. In this episodio, we are talking about, of all places, why America. So please stay tuned, because we're going to let you all know, of all places, why America. So first and foremost, a hearty salute to the Islamic Revolution on its victory over the diabolical Taghuti systems of the arrogant powers of the world. So yeah, that's because that's what happened on the 22nd of Bahman, year 1357 Solar Hijri calendar, which is like February 11th, 1979 Gregorian calendar, and it has been continuing for the last 45 proud years. Yeah, what? So in O'Day, which is in American French also known as Ode to this super awesome victory of the Islamic Revolution, we decided to bring you all why. So in O'Day, that's American French for Ode, which means in honor of this super awesome victory of the Islamic Revolution, we decided to humbly bring you all, of all places, why America?
Hey guys, I'm in New York City just hanging out.
So you all must surely be thinking, what in the world is going on here? I mean, what does this title have to do with anything? I mean, why does the Keeping It Real guy make things so complicated? Well, stand down and at ease, compadre, because it's actually quite simple and it's a really nice story. So sit back and relax and remember to keep watching. So the Keeping It Real guy was kind of oblivious, So the Keeping It Real guy was much younger a few decades ago, and he was quite oblivious of all the things that were happening in the non-American world, because he was a good old American boy. And then all of a sudden, the much younger Keeping It Real guy, he came across all this Marg Bar Amrika stuff, which is in Persian, aka Farsi, death to America. And then, you know, he learned about, like, Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh, and he was like, Amrika shaitane buzurg ast, and so in Farsi, aka Persian, that means America's the great Satan. And then the leader, As-Samaha, which is His Eminence in Arabic, aka Arabic, was like, the presence of America in any country will bring about ruin, corruption, and destruction. Some pretty serious stuff. So the much younger Keeping It Real guy a few decades ago, So the much younger Keeping It Real guy started to do some thinking, which is what those arrogant powers of the world really don't want you to do. And he started to go through some hidden files like Marzia Hashemi and some serious research and analysis like Kaveh Taghwai and Economic Divide. And he found out, of all places, why America? So we start with number 10, the Native Americans. Yes, the Native Americans were the first people who lived in America. Oh, and they also owned America. So like millions of Native Americans were killed by the non-American colonial settlers who came to America and started killing these Native Americans. And then all of a sudden, for some reason, the non-American colonial settlers started to call themselves American. That's some deep psychological software stuff. Soft war stuff. And of course, let's not forget to mention the various massacres that occurred, such as the Mystic River Massacre. Sorry, it's just the Mystic Massacre. The Trail of Tears, the Sand Creek Massacre, and the Mendocino War. And other massacres which occurred but were not recorded because, like, nobody survived. And of course, we have torture, imprisonment, starvation, systematic military occupation, not giving sick people legit vaccines, boarding schools that separated mom from dad and their kids, boarding schools that separated kids from their mom and dad, and the sterilization of Native American women so that no more Native Americans are born. That's all pretty messed up. Number 9, African Americans. Yes, this is a touchy subject, but somebody's got to touch it. So from 1776 to approximately 1865, that's almost 100 years, aka 100 years, where slavery was A-OK in the USA. Yes, unfortunately, African Americans were bought, sold, used, gifted, owned, whipped, hanged, sometimes upside down, burnt alive, and a whole bunch of other crazy stuff that was done to these individuals. And what's really crazy is that apparently some government officials also owned slaves, and they like owned a lot of them. Like Mr. President Thomas Jefferson. Old Tommy Boy owned like 600 slaves. And apparently he said something really interesting to one of his compadres in a letter, which we're gonna quote so that we don't get in trouble, as we usually like to do. In April of 1820, Mr. President Thomas Jefferson, he said, "We have the wolf, aka African Americans, by the ear." That's messed up. And so apparently early on, when African-American slavery was a really big thing in the United States of America, we find that one of the reasons that they did not give freedom to these slaves was because it was dangerous to national security. You understand what's going on? It's dangerous to give people freedom to the national security. Some deep psychological soft war stuff going on here, man. And of course, at one point, there was like 4 million African American slaves in the United States of America. And finally, the African Americans were freed, and then they were turned into non-traditional slaves going up into the North. And all of this is all pretty messed up. So number 8, stealing Mexico from Mexico. So apparently, because the non-American yet self-proclaimed, because the non-American yet self-proclaimed Americans had... apparently because the non-American yet self-proclaimed Americans hadn't had enough of killing the native Americans, they continued on and decided, we should kill some Mexicans and take their land as well. What's stopping us? We killed all the Native Americans, now let's kill all the Native Mexicans. Mexicanos. We're digressing. Because what happens is that, unfortunately, Uncle Sam does not discriminate when it comes to killing people. We don't care, we'll kill all of y'all. Don't matter who y'all is, black, white, yellow, red, brown, white, black, yellow, red, brown. So actually what ended up happening is that after getting kicked left and right by the non-American self-proclaimed Americans, the Mexicans just went hands up. They said, "Listen, we cannot afford you killing more of our people." And they were forced to give up like 55% of their land, which includes the states of California, Nevada, Utah, New Mexico, most of Arizona and Colorado, and parts of Oklahoma, Kansas, Wyoming, and all of Texas. It's like half of America that the Mexicans owned. So, I don't know. And eventually the Mexicanos, the brothers and sisters down there, they were like, listen, just hands up, do us a favor, make the border by the Rio Grande, and just, for God's sake, don't cross the river. Please, just stay on your side of the river, gringos. All of this 55%, it's all messed up. Number 7, Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Vietnam, and Korea. Yes, the mass murder and the mass genocide and the mass weapons of mass destruction used on the Japanese people in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. So apparently atomic bombs were used on the Japanese people who were living in the cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and approximately 230,000 people were killed by the dropping of just two big old bombs. Quite efficient. And everything was destroyed and just turned flat to rubble. You see it in the pictures that the brother or sister puts up. I mean, literally, it's flat, so nothing. And not to mention the genetic deformities and the radiation poisoning that comes about when you drop two big old atomic bombs on, you know, hundreds of thousands of people that probably are still continuing to this day. And what's really scary is that apparently the targets were chosen because they were highly populated urban areas, and that like that would send a good message and be like, you know, with one bomb we'll just kill all y'all, you know. And supposedly it was also military significant facilities, but you know, who cares? You kill a couple of soldiers, it's okay if you kill like 200,000 people. So first, the United States of America, they dropped a bomb by the name of Little Boy, which apparently killed thousands in an instant. And I forgot to mention that they dropped Little Boy on Hiroshima. Who comes up with these like weird names? And the second bomb that they dropped was called the Fat Man, and they dropped that on Nagasaki, and they, you know, killed thousands of people in that too. So I hope everybody understands what just happened. That so first on Hiroshima they dropped Little Boy, and then after they dropped one atomic weapon which flattened the whole area and killed thousands of people for some reason which no logical, sensical human being in the world understands, they dropped another one. They called it the Fat Man, which then, you know, just for good measures, to make sure that people know that, you know, we will kill you if it comes down to it. All of this is really messed up. Okay, I'm trying not to digress. So the Vietnam War lasted approximately 20 years and almost 1.4 million Vietnamese were killed in this war because Uncle Sam wanted to spread good old American liberal, you better accept, otherwise I'm gonna kill you, democracy. And of course, let us not forget the people burning due to all the chemical stuff that they dropped, such as Agent Orange and napalm and a whole bunch of other scary stuff which totally destroyed the people of Vietnam. All of this is messed up. And finally, Korea. And I apologize that we put three things in one number. That's kind of a trick thing, but anyways, you need to know all this information. Because most of you younguns out there, you don't read books anymore. Get off your Facebook and Instagram. Do something with your life. So anyways, Korea. Apparently this is still an open conflict because it was never resolved. This is something that people don't know. That means that the war never ended. The war is still going on between Uncle Sam and North Korea. And again, Uncle Sam was trying to spread good old American liberal, I'm gonna kill you if you don't accept democracy, and so this war ensued. And we find that the President of the United States of America at that time said there is some serious police action that is needed. Uncle Sam, the world says to you, we do not make you our police. AKA, you ain't our police. Just like King Charlie Boy ain't our king. And so apparently there's like 3 million Koreans that are killed in this Korean War, which is still an open-ended conflict, if that makes any sense. And apparently the good old one united Korean people then were split up into North Korea and South Korea. And apparently at that time, due to the, you know, American whatever invasion these guys did, North Korea is apparently the most bombed country in the history of countries being bombed. That's pretty messed up. And number six, Russia. This is one of our favorites because there is so much psychological software stuff going on left and right that is just totally unbelievable. And why, do you ask, is it unbelievable? Because apparently the Americans have got their ally Europeans killing their non-ally Europeans. So the Europeans are killing the Europeans at the behest of the Americans. I told you it's some deep psychological software stuff going on here. And so the result, the European doggy allies end up becoming weaker, and Mother Russian bear ends up getting slowed down, and the Americans just keep on selling weapons, and they're just laughing it up because, you know, all of this stuff has gone totally out of control on the other side of the Atlantic. And we're like chilling on that side of the Atlantic. So NATO kept on pushing forward and Mother Russia kept on pushing back. And then now all of a sudden there's a war going on that continues to this day. And who knows when this is going to end. And people are still dying and baby Ukraine wants to be part of a family. NATO, I want to be part of your family. EU, I want to be part of your family. GCC, it's okay, I'll be part of your family. BRICS, I know,
Mother Russia is in your, but just I want to be part of your family. Somebody let me in.
And so this is just all way too crazy. All right. So number five, Yemen. Yes, this is one of the largest humanitarian crises that the modern world has faced. Yeah, almost 230,000 people killed just due to starvation. That means there was no bomb dropped on their head. They were starved to death due to the Saudi-led coalition's bombing. Sorry. So yeah, almost 230,000 people died due to starvation because of the Saudi-led coalition's bombing, because of the weapons sold to the Saudi-led coalition by the collective West, because America had given all of these people the green light to do all of this stuff. And all of this because the good old Yemeni people wanted some good old Islamic freedom, but the collective West wanted them to stay in Western slavery. And unfortunately, these two just don't jive with one another. So in the present day, we see that the Yemenis totally have it out for the Americans, because the Americans gave a green light and sold all the weapons to their Saudi compadres. And then the Saudi compadres of the Americans end up bombing the daylights out of Yemen. 21 million people in dire need of humanitarian aid. Because of billions and billions and billions, bring in Mr. Trump, billions and billions sold in weapons. And apparently, one last point, almost 250,000 children have been killed in this conflict. This is very messed up. So number four, Afghanistan. And don't worry, we're only just going to go to one. We're not going to start going like zero, negative one, negative two. So, number four, Afghanistan. That's two decades, and for some of you younguns out there, that means 20 years of occupation of the sovereign nation of Afghanistan. So the Americans, they came in to take the Taliban out 20 years ago. But after 20 years of looting and plundering, and increasing the production of opium, and kicking village people's doors down, and carpet bombing every single mountain that they could find, and killing approximately 100,000 Afghans, the Taliban came back and Uncle Sam got the heck out of town. It's totally messed up. Number three, Iraq. So apparently they supported and funded and did a whole bunch of other supportive materialistic support stuff to Saddam in order to attack the Islamic Republic of Iran for 8 years in the Sacred Defense War. And then for some reason they sanctioned the Iraqi people to the point where they, you know, sanctioned them to death. Approximately 1 million Iraqis were killed due to these sanctions. And then, because doggy Saddam was of no use to them anymore, they took the doggy out and they came and they occupied the country formally for like 8 years or so, kicking people's doors down and killing approximately 300,000 Iraqis. And what's real crazy is that they still have numerous bases in Iraq. So does that mean that Iraq is still under the occupation of the United States of America? This is all pretty messed up. And finally, number two, thank God we're almost to number one. Anyways, number two is the Islamic Republic of Iran. Yes, well over 45 years of ultra maximum pressure, that as much as we can pressure sanctions on the Islamic Republic of Iran. And you know, due to that, apparently people don't have medicines to cure themselves, and like cancer patients are dying that could have probably survived if they had the appropriate, you know, medicinal herbal stuff. And of course, not to mention inciting wild riots and, you know, stuff like that that they did multiple times. And well, of course, the whole den of espionage thing, that's crazy. It's like volumes and volumes of espionage stuff. And of course, starting the nuclear deal and then one-sidedly ripping up the nuclear deal. What's wrong with these guys? You know, I don't understand. And then, of course, assassinating the commander of the hearts and his compadre, damn. And of course, assassinating the commander of the hearts and his compadre, Abu Mahdi, in like broad daylight. So in reality, it's just the gringos totally trying their best to slow down the miraculous growth of the strategic depth of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Bam! Bam! Okay, last one. Good. And finally, number one, no drum roll because we don't have time for it, is Palestine. Yes, The Americans are not only an accomplice in the Palestinian genocide that is being conducted by the Zionist regime, but in reality, America is the doggy owner of the rabid Israeli doggy, which has gone totally Israeli on the Palestinian people. Apparently, the doggy owner has provided the little doggy 100 tons of weapons and ammunition to go and kill the Palestinians. I'm pretty sure you could have done the job with 1 ton. And I mean, in case, you know, I don't know, but I think we should still add this in here. You know, everybody knows that, you know, the little doggy would have not survived if it wasn't for the doggy owner. I mean, hello, you know, little doggy needs somebody to feed it. That's exactly what's going on. Just keep feeding tons of ammunition and, you know, no ceasefire. And I mean, on a serious note, somebody, for God's sake, and if you don't believe in God, for humanity's sake, do something to help the native Palestinians. Otherwise, there are going to be no native Palestinians left on the planet Earth. We're not even going to be able to say never again, because you can't never again somebody who don't exist. Jesus, man. Moses. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Well, there you have it, dear righteous people of the world. And if you're not righteous, well, still, there you have it. This, my dear friends, was why, of all places, why America? And hey, it wasn't my fault that the episode was so long. It was America's fault. Blame on you, America.
As on.
And blame on you, Uncle Sam. Because you made the episode way too long. And these were just 10. Maybe we should explain why it made it too long. You made the episode so long because you did so many things to so many people in such strategic, psychological war depth that the episode turned out to be a little bit longer than expected. And these were just 10 of the whole bunch of other stuff that Doggy Owner has done to, you know, various countries across the world. And yes, finally, this is what has led so many people all across the world to not like America, to say the least. Because they didn't say a whole bunch of other stuff about America. Uncle Sam has just done way too much bad stuff to way too many people all across the GLOB. Including the good old American people themselves. But that's another story for another episode, yo. Hey, we're just keeping it real wherever you are. Due to this... Okay, let's just do it again. And because of the arrogant powers of the world. Sorry. One more time. To bring... Which means in honor of... Wait, no. I know, that's... I couldn't help it, man. It's like they have so much stuff on their record, you know? It's like, how can you get rid of so much red on your ledger? How can you delete so much from your ledger? It's like we say the same thing to America. How can you delete so much? All right. Because Uncle Sam wanted to rule democracy. Sorry.
Wherever you are.